I think this is a big mistake, man. Why give yourself nightmares?
I already have nightmares.
It could be worse.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to!
Hey, we've had a problem here. Here's the thing, please.
Houston, we've had a problem. We've had a main beam bus undervolt.
Roger, main beam undervolt. Okay, stand by, 13.
The main event of the evening!
Finally, we're here live, coming from Camper Chronicles, 4 years in the making. It's not like I've actually been making anything or like creating anything with my hands or building any projects or collecting cans off the side of the road or anything like that, but it's finally here. It's been 4 years of weirdness. COVID, Biden, Kamala, Fauci, WWE, Cowboys still sucking. It's been a long road, but we got a lot to catch up on. We got all kinds of stuff from real news, fake news. There's a lot of alien sightings lately, or UFOs. A lot of people think in January there's going to be a lot of information come out about the P. Diddy list, about Epstein's list, about all these kinds of lists, about the United Healthcare guy getting shot in the face. A lot of craziness going on in this world. Just click off the news and listen to me, and you should be just fine. So I'm hoping we can continue this going on, and whether you listen or not, I don't care. Turn it off or don't turn it on. We came into a place lately in the last 4 years where instead of just changing the channel or turning it off, we was blocking the channel or censoring the channel instead of simply just changing the channel. You can actually listen to what you want, believe it or not. You can flip the channel back and forth. You can turn the volume up or down. You can choose what you want to listen to, and you can also choose what you want to believe in. Whether you think everything is a hoax, or you believe everything that Disney teaches you, that is all up to you. 100% fine with me. Your beliefs are your beliefs. My beliefs are my beliefs. But in the last 11 months, it's kind of changed my world. It's been awesome. Dating a supermodel. And when I say supermodel, I mean supermodel. 6'4", blacker than Aces of Spades, which I love. She's my African queen. She calls me her American king. So I'm kind of like Elvis, you know?
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
But I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, and I've been fighting demons myself. I got Jesus on my side, but I've also let the bottle get to me a lot. It's been tough. Surprised I haven't lost the supermodel yet. She's beautiful inside and out. She takes care of me. She promotes good things for me. and it's been an amazing ride. She's got two beautiful children. I'm excited to be introduced to them, to teach them anything, maybe, if I can teach them anything, you know, maybe a little gun safety, or, you know, how to shoot a BB gun, you know, maybe how to grill a tomahawk steak, something simple like that, some southern hospitality is what you can say. But life's been good lately, you know, the ups and downs, can't complain. I'm here, and I'm excited to get this podcast going. You know, whether it take off, which I don't care if it makes any money, because I have no money, it'd be awesome. I passed up on Bitcoin in 2010, and I still hit my head against the wall. About every day I see Bitcoin goes up, you know, $30,000 a few years ago. Now it hit over $100,000. When I first started teaching in 2010, I had a little, like a $5,000, I guess you could say, pay gap summary from when I was coaching and from the summer when school actually started. And that was a lot of money for me back then, and it was extra money. And I was going to put it in Bitcoin. I talked to my dad and his buddies, and they said, it's absolutely trash. Nothing, you know, other than the Federal Reserve will squash it. And they're right. At the time, they did squash it. But I could have got three for a dollar. So my $5,000 would have been 15,000 shares of Bitcoin. 15,000 shares of Bitcoin times 100,000. I don't know. I'm not a mathematician, but I don't know. That might be like $1.5 billion now. I'm thinking the good Lord, for some reason, had me buy Facebook and some pharmaceutical company instead in 2010. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be here speaking. You know, you put a few $100 million in my hands with the problems I've had in the past. Would it be good? I'd be 6 feet under. It would be a great book, a great movie, I'm sure. It'd be hilarious, but it'd be a very tragic ending. I wouldn't have met my supermodel, which I love very much. Life plays out its way. It plays out. I can't be mad at my dad or his friends for talking me out of that. Because, like I said, I probably wouldn't be here right now. I haven't been very fruitful with the money I have. And I've signed up for Dave Ramsey on a credit card, about 10 years ago. And didn't listen to any of it. Ended up reselling that for like $100 cash. But things have kind of gotten better now. As far as learning the financial system, you'd think they would have taught something like that for you in school. But maybe it should be more on the parents. They did teach me how to kind of balance a checkbook, which was great. But I've had this idea that, you know, instead of saving more money, let's make more money. You know, and that's been my belief. And that, you know, I've got a salesman's mentality in a way, where that's kind of what I believe in. You know, we're in America. Capitalism is real. Now you're hawk Tua, you're buying all them hawk Tua coins and throwing your money away at all these memes and weird stuff like that. Just be careful with that. I mean, it's your money. You know, where's the tangible things? Gold's gone up. Silver continues to go up. The housing market is going up. The interest rates is going up. Something bad is about to happen. Whether it drops like it did in 2010, I've got a eerie feeling that something's going to happen. All right, something is going to happen. very thankful that we got a president-elect that is trying to keep us away from war. There's no reason we should be sending 18-year-olds to go fight. Send them to trade school. Don't even send them to college. Send them to work. Let them learn. You know, let's go back to the old educational system like in the 50s. Let's step away from federal aid. Let the states control themselves. We are different. You know, we are different. Hawaii acts different than New York, believe it or not. And Florida. Florida acts different than anybody. Anytime I hear a Florida man story, I just get a little bang. I get pumped up. I seen this video the other day about this Florida man who shot this drone down. The police come knocking on his door and said, "Sir, did you fire a gun at a drone?" And he said, "Absolutely." And they said, "Why?" He said, "It was hovering over my house. I was cleaning my pool and it sent out a little paracord." And he was just completely confused about what this was. And I'm all about property rights, okay? So I don't know what the airspace is yet, if there's an X amount. I understand there's mineral rights and things you can own around your land as far as in the ground, but what about the airspace? So what if this guy is out there, you know, rubbing one off in his pool? He's got a fence. Let him be jerking that dick outside, sunbathing, whatever this guy wants to do. It's his property. Nobody can see him but this drone. What is this drone doing? It is in his neck of the woods, literally in his frame, in his property. Does he have the right to go inside, grab his 9mm, and shoot that drone down? Well, Florida police kind of agree with the guy because he didn't. It's a Walmart drone. It's delivering something for Walmart. But this drone's apparently worth $10,000. And then he's firing a firearm, apparently in city limits. But is he protecting himself, his family, and his privacy? This is going to be a interesting case, but he shot it, and he hit it, and then it flew north, he said. It's just a weird situation, and then it had on top, you need to watch the video, look it up if you can on X, YouTube, Florida man shoots down drone. It's about a 30-minute video, rewind it all the way towards the end. They cuff him, and he makes a joke about, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I'm over the George Floyd stuff. I don't even know if he's real. There's been a lot of things exposed within the last 4 years. A lot of research and stuff I'm gonna be talking about in future episodes. We're going to have guests on. We're going to have all kinds of things happening. And I think things are going to be a lot more clearer to myself and to the listeners, you know, if there are any listeners. And if there's not, then that's fine. That is 100% fine. This is what I consider my therapy. You know, everybody thinks it's weird if you talk to yourself, but not weird when you talk to your dog, you know. Does your dog know Spanish, English, French? Like, you know, I don't know. But it knows you. And you know you. So sometimes it's good just to go ahead and talk things out. Whether you're recording it or not, or writing it down. Making a journal. Making things happen. You know, I mean, that's the fun part of life. Make things happen. You know, you control you, believe it or not. Circumstances come up. It's how you react to them, you know. I'm reacting to, I got this microphone now, finally. After 4 years saving up, finally got a microphone. Watch out!
But life's been great lately.